Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And my name is Jian Zhen. I'm from Nova Scotia Agricultural College. And my topic today is the composting soft house waste in Nova Scotia. So for the soft house waste, usually we define it as the specified risk material in Canada by the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. They defined this material as the SRM because the SRM are the material that tissues from a cattle such as skull, brain, eyes, and tonsils, and some other parts that colored in this picture. And they defined these tissues because this tissue has the potential to contain the pre-young protein, which may cause the bone marrow sponge from encephalopathy, so-called Mekong disease. So in order to regulate the spread of Mekong disease in Canada, the CFIA required the SRN to be tracing under the regulation of transportation, receiving, and the disposal. So what happened in Nova Scotia? Every year, Nova Scotia farmers and their soft house produce 2,700 tons of SRM. And the SRM disposal method under the CFIA regulation, including high temperature incineration, landfilling, and such like burial, and also alkaline hydrolysis and composting. However, based on the solid waste and regulation in Nova Scotia environment, the landfilling and incineration are prohibited. So therefore, there are just like small selection for the Nova Scotia farmers or even the soft house to deal with their SRN. And for the composting, in Nova Scotia, we have 7 regions of organic composting facility, but just only one designed for the ruminant mortality composting. So many batteries in Nova Scotia just compost their SRM on site, or even just compost it on nearby field. So composting is the process that we mix up material together. Microbes will consume the carbon, nitrogen, and probably with the presence of water and oxygen, and then it will release up the heat, carbon dioxide, and nitrogen dioxide, and other gases. And after the curing period, it will provide a very stable organic matter in organic microorganisms. So there are some benefits of using composting to deal with the soft house waste. First, compared to other methods such as rendering and alkaline hydrolysis, it's cheap, and there is a large portion of available material you can get in from the farm very easily. And also, it requires less cost in the equipment. And also, consider about the biosecurity and containment. The composting with the produce of heat, the temperature will increase up to whatever, maybe 60 to 70 Celsius degrees. This high temperature will kill the pest, most of the question, inactive most of viruses. And usually the composting needs the material to be decomposed very, very quickly in 1 year, which can minimize the spread of the disease. Also, the composting can reduce the amount or like the volume of the material, which will provide a very stable and easy handled product. So it also, the final product can be used as the land application and under a certain management. They can contain most of the nutrients and provide a very stable material and also reduce the odors. So there are several factors can affect the composting process, but one of the, not the most important, but it's the very major role is the carbon sources. It is playing a major role in the composting process, and microbes need carbon to gain the energy, and also they need carbon to build their cells contain. The optimal carbon to nitrogen, we usually describe the carbon level as the carbon to nitrogen ratio. The optimal composting carbon to nitrogen ratio is from 25 to 40, but reasonable it can go to 20 to 50. So sawdust in the previous very much previous study, like sawdust have been shown as a very good carbon sources in mortality composting experiment. However, it became more expensive because it became a more important energy sources, and it's difficult to purchase. So therefore the alternative source of carbon are required. In our study, we tried to evaluate the difference of straw and sawdust of their performance in the composting process. There are some differences of straw and sawdust as well. Straw has great availability. It is very easy for farmers to get a straw. And also, the price of straw is still lower than the sawdust. And consider about the carbon component in the straw. Most of the part of carbon in the straw is the cellulose and the hemicellulose, which is very easy to be decomposed by the microbes. However, the major carbon sources in the sawdust is the lignin, which is more resistant to microbes to decompose. And straw also have large part of particle size, which may provide smaller surface area. So we were using the grinding to chop the straw part into the small pieces and kind of reduce the effect. So the objective of my project is based on a very big program, like using the composting to deal with the SRM, and we can apply it as the soil amendment into the field without any issues or contaminants. But my project is just going to provide a very basic or fundamental information of composting in SRM. So the objective of my study is to compare the two common use carbon amendments, the hardwood sawdust and wheat straw, on SRM decomposition over time, and also to evaluate the composting as a potential method to transfer SRM for lean application. So here is the material we used. We have the hardwood sawdust and wheat straw. We also add some spoil heat into our treatments to provide some more nitrogen source. And here is our SRM. So the experiment is designed as a complete randomized design. We have two treatments, the straw versus the sawdust. And each treatment, we have four replications. Thereby, eight composting bins will be built in the Bioenvironment Engineering Center at Truro, Nova Scotia. So here are our two treatments, the SRM with straw and hay, and SRM with sawdust hay. This is, I'm presenting here is just our first year study. And we already have a second year study, but I'm not going to include it here. So before the composting pile setup, we would like to create a recipe. So this can make sure that we have our target CN ratio and moisture content, and even we have the mass of the material we need to create a very good compost. So we need to measure the moisture content, total carbon and total nitrogen of the raw material. And after we get the data, we will calculate out the recipe based on the target CN ratio and target moisture content we set up. So here is our recipe. Then the pile was set up at the end of September 2008 and turned at day 36, 51, 71, and 266. And the material from each bin was mixed individually using the involve process, 400 process, which is the very big container with a larger blade, which they can chop up the material and try to grind them into small pieces and mix them more as homogenized as possible. And this is the compost beans with the material laying up. So 12 1-liter subsamples were taken randomly, like after mixing from random spots from each beans. So we follow the samples we're taking, we measure the parameters such as pH, electrical conductivity, and total carbon, total nitrogen. And also we're taking the temperature from three different depths, top, bottom, middle, and bottom, and every 15 minutes. So here's the initial compost pile that we of the straw. You can see it's a very, very big pile of a straw, and maybe a little small in the volumes of sawdust. And here's the compost at day 306. It's where the day we take the samples out of the bin and sell them together, in just sell all the replications together and then just leave them for the curing. So you will see like the most of the tissues or muscles from the kettles was decomposed and then leaving just the bones. And also in the picture in the right, you will see how like our compost goes. It goes to very fine and small particles. And the compost of the straw pile and the sawdust pile goes to very, very similar. So here's the temperature data we gathered like every day. And as comparing, you can see that this blue line or like dark line is the temperature of the straw. The temperature increased very, very quickly, like for in a straw pile, probably in 2 or 3 days, it increased to over 55 Celsius degree and even runs to 70 Celsius. But it decreased very quickly as well. It stayed up in above 55 Celsius degree for only 20 days, and then it started to decreasing to the ambient temperature. But the sawdust pile increased a little slower than the straw pile. However, it can be stay up in above 55 Celsius degree like more times than the straw pile. And once the temperature decreased to the ambient temperature, we decided to turn the pile, and you will see after turning, there is a very significant temperature increasing in the pile. So every time the temperature decreases, we decide to turn the pile. And until day 71, which is the beginning of September, so after this turning, we leave the pile state during the winter period, because the temperature, ambient temperature usually drop to minus 10 or minus 20 Celsius degrees. So we are not going to do any tanning during this period and just leave the pile staying. And in the early spring, day 266, we turned the pile again to see if there is any more available carbon in the pile. And we noticed that the temperature is still increasing. It's just assuming that there are still variable carbon in the pile. And for the moisture content, we just try to make the moisture content stay in 60%, and which is much more available for microbes to grow and decompose. So we do the squeeze test each time at the turning and decide to add some water to make sure the temperature moisture content is around 16%. And then you can see the moisture content decreased very quickly at early spring, means the microbes consuming large amounts of water and after the winter period. So the total carbon and nitrogen content, here is the total carbon and nitrogen content by mass. You can see that the total carbon amount of the sawdust dropped probably 50%, and for the straw, maybe 30 to 40%. And the total nitrogen for the straw dropped probably 40%, and in the sawdust, this dropping is, reduction is about 50%. So we also test the pH, and there are significant difference between the two treatments across the time. You will see the two comparison across the level. However, the pH of the composting pile, most of the time they are in the optimal range of compost pH, which is 6 to 8.5. And the final pH, or not say final pH, but the pH at the very end point is about 6, which is acceptable to be applied in the soil. And the electrical conductivity is still, again, showing a significant difference. But both of the two treatments, they are under the just under the regulations, so they can be applied in the soil as well. We did a maturity test of the sample at day 266 to just to see if the samples, the composting pile, are matured enough. And the result shows that the straw and sawdust pile, they have the same carbon dioxide carbon milligram per gram dry compost. But there is an interesting result, is our loss of ignition shows the straw pile and sawdust pile only contains 5 to 6% organic matter in there. This is not kind of that reliable. And based on this data, we find the composting pile is not mature enough because the amount of carbon dioxide carbon in per gram of organic matter is still higher than the Canadian Council of Minister of the Environment Regulation. But from other literature, we find that good compost usually contains 30% of organic matter, which may, if we using the 30% to convert this data, it will give us 2.5 milligram carbon dioxide carbon per gram organic matter, which is assume the material is matured. So in conclusion, both of our two treatments meets the CCME composting pasture control guideline, which maintain the temperature above to 55 Celsius degrees at least 3 days. Also, I apologize that I made a mistake here. I forgot to take about this word. Significant difference were detected in the pH, EC, and total carbon and nitrogen. However, the pH and the electroconductivity of both treatments is considered appropriate for crop production. And also, we detect the mass reductions and the total carbon and total nitrogen reduction in both of two piles. And I would like to acknowledge the rest of people and our findings. And thank you.